Good morning. We're continuing with Yodim Hichos Shabbos, and we're learning starting Klal Yudalad, which deals with the Malacha Abdosh. The Malacha Abdosh is threshing. Threshing was the process of breaking the kernel of wheat away from the husk, which held it to the stalk. So it's the breaking from the kernel from the stalk and the kernel out of its husk. That's the Malacha of threshing. So you break that apart. Now you have the kernel, which you can then use to mill into and to make into flour and make into bread. So a person is the shear to be chayav from the malacha of dosh, of threshing, is the size of a kegurgus. A person processes a kegurgus worth of grain, which means he starts out with a more than a kegurgus, because a larger amount, but the result is he ends up with a kegurgus worth of grain. So that process is going to be chayiv. But any amount is going to be usur. The same way there's an isur of chatzisher osur min haTorah, a person cannot eat something less than a shear. A person cannot eat a half a kazayis of non-kosher food. He only gets malchus if he eats a kazayis of non-kosher food. But in regards to Isser, even a half of a shear is usher. This is Machlokes of the Gemara in the beginning of the eighth parak in Yuma. We pass on like a brechon, and the chatzis shear is usher min haTorah. The Chayyim say this applies to the halachas of Shabbos as well, even though there is an opinion that the Isser is only by chila, not by actions. But he said that that's not true, that the chatzis shear usher min haTorah applies to the malachas of Shabbos as well. The concept of disha applies specifically to things which grow from the ground. Now, the next step of what the Chayyim is going to do is trying to define the malacha of disha. So, we know what the exact case of which was out of the Mishkan, what it was. The question is, what are the defining elements of that action? Part of the question which we're trying to figure out is how is this different than barer? If you translate burr as separating the good from the bad, this also sounds like you're separating the good from the bad. You're separating the kernel from the unwanted stalk and unwanted husk. So it sounds fairly similar to the malach of burr. So we have to differentiate between how is it different from the malach of burr. There is actually a machloikus in the Achronim about this question. Is the main thing the idea that it was attached and you're detaching it? So one simple difference between this and the case of burr, the items which are being burr are not necessarily attached to each other. They're in a mixture, but they're not attached. Over here, they are attached, the kernel is attached to the wheat, to the stalk. So breaking the kernel of wheat away from the stalk is the malach of dosh, breaking it apart. And then after you finish breaking it apart, they're still sitting in the taruvas, they're still sitting next to each other. There's a big, you have put down 30, 40 stalks of grain, which has multiple kernels on it. You break it apart, so now you have this mixture of stalks and husk and grains, so it's still a taruvas. Burr is still needed to separate out the good from the bad. But the process of severing the good from the bad that they were attached is the malacha of dosh. That's one explanation. The problem with that explanation is we apply the concept of dosh to things which do not seem to be attached. So maybe we need a different definition which will cover all of the scenarios. Malacha is a disha. The malacha of disha is yidua. Shehila farika oichol ulafrida mina shibolim v'harshavit. It's the process of breaking apart the food, in our example, the kernel, from the shibolim, from the stalk, reshavitin, or a scenario where you have peas in a pod. If the pod is inedible, so the pod functions like a stalk, and the peas are the oichel, and the peas are sitting inside of that. When you break it open and break it out, you're severing the connection between the two. That's the malacha. Chayiv. Now the lashon that he says over here is the lashon of nivlaboy. So he gave to the language of nivlaboy certain scenarios which would not be necessarily that it's attached, as long as it's nivla inside of. We'll clarify that more, Bessel Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.